9-11 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with folks from Sun Group. And on the line, we have Keith Beaumont. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad here on a Easter weekend, that sort of thing. So I hope everyone does have a good weekend and have some good plans in store.
Absolutely, yes. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah. So what do we have going on in the world of auctions?
Well, this is what we got. I got a couple of upcoming auctions. April the 20th, we'll be having our land auction. In that land auction, we're going to be auctioning over 3,000 acres of farm, ranch, and recreational land. These properties are located both in Elk and Montgomery counties. The river runs through several, the Elk River, matter of fact, runs through several of these properties, so there's a lot of good river bottom farm ground and also some good grazing pastures, some good properties for deer hunting and all that, turkey hunting. So anyway, something for anyone that's looking for some land for sure. And a unique opportunity, may I add, to be able to buy so much of that good river bottom farm ground. So like I said, there's most of that stuff is river bottom stuff. It's real good stuff. So we're going to be selling all that stuff, James, in 10 different tracts of land is how we're going to do that. Here in a little bit, I'll just go over that briefly and just kind of discuss kind of what each track is. So I'll go into a little bit more details here in just a second. April the 22nd, we will have our next personal property auction. And we're going to, I'll go over that too. We've got a sale bill out and stuff for that. So I'll go over that here in just a second. Let's see. I just want to talk about anything upcoming. I guess Vicki Sakonic from Wildlife Fish and Game, we're going to have her on here. And we'll be talking about burning. She'll be going over burning and kind of the benefits it has to the property and wildlife and how that kind of relates back to the property value. So it was an interesting conversation with her. She's pretty knowledgeable when it comes to all that stuff game related. So anyways, be looking forward to that. I'll talk a little bit about the personal property auction that we're going to have. First of all, it's located up in Eureka. And actually, if you are familiar with the area, if you're up around Climax, it's really closer to that than anywhere. It's just about a mile or so from Climax. So the address is Q75 Road in Eureka, Kansas. We're going to have tractors, some skid steers. I'll go over some of this stuff real briefly. We've got a John Deere 3010. And all this stuff, I do want to mention that I'm talking about for this auction is real good stuff. It's all been taken real, real good care of. He was the type of person, is the type of person, that if something's wrong, he gets it fixed. And he told me the other day that he's super proud of anything that he's selling. And I can tell by looking at this stuff. A lot of this stuff was kept in the barn, the stuff he could get in there. The tractors, trucks, grain trucks, dump trucks, balers, stuff like that was kept in the barn. So it's all been really well taken care of. And so anyways, I'll kind of briefly go through some of that stuff. Some of the tractors will have a John Deere 3010 tractor. He just put a new diesel tank in that. He noticed that there was a leak after I had taken pictures of it and stuff. So he went, ran out and grabbed the tank last week, got that put in. There's a John Deere 4240 tractor, great condition. It's cabbed. It's got air in it. It all works, he said. There's a John Deere 2350. That's about a 55-horse tractor. Super handy for a lot of things. It's got a front-end loader on it and a bucket. That's also cabbed in. And so usually you don't see so many of the little tractors cabbed in like that, but that one is cabbed in. Again, it's got air that works, all that. Also, there's a 2008 Case 44 Series 3, 83-horsepower diesel skid steer that we're going to have in it. It had around 1,900 hours on it. As far as trucks go, we've got a 2015 Ford F-350, 6.2-liter. It's got 116K on it. It's four-wheel drive. This has got the newer Dewey's bed on it with the 677 pivot bell bed. Also with a 1,000-pound cake feeder that's on it. It's got a ranch hand bumper, gooseneck ball hitch in the back of it. This thing's just really ready to go to work. It's got everything you'll need. And that stuff's all selling with the pickup. So there's an 02 Ford F-350. This has got this 7.3-liter diesel in it, 118,000 miles on it. It's a 4x4 with a flatbed on it. That's extremely low miles for an 02. And anyone that knows about the 7.3-liter diesel engines know that, boy, I'll tell you what, those are arguably one of the best diesel trucks they made. Everyone loved that engine. They're tough. And so anyways, that's one. If you're looking for one of those, it's one to look at. It's nice. And again, it's been well taken care of. We've got a dump truck in there. We've got some grain trucks. And I'm one of these grain trucks. I'll about challenge anyone to find one that's straighter than it for the age. It's real nice. It's a slick truck. So, now we've got some hay equipment that's going to be in this. We've got a John Deere 467 round baler that'll be in there. Now this does twine or net wrap. It's the mega wide. And, again, another, real nice baler. We got a Vermeer 730, 9.5-foot disc mower. This has also got the caddy that goes on the front of it, so you can pull it, you know, or you could take it off that caddy and just hook it up to three-point. But he does have that on there. That caddy just a couple years old. Also got a Vermeer VR 1022 hay rake. That's the big wheel rake. We also got a couple new hauling rakes with the tandem hitch that you can pull both of those rakes at the same time. We've got an easy haul hay hauler. It's an 8-bell trailer. You can put 8 bells on that bell trailer. We've got, as far as farm equipment, I'll go over some of that stuff real quick too. We've got a nice drill, and, this is a Case International 5300 soybean special grain drill. It's in really good condition. He told me that he probably didn't plant 8 to 1,200 acres with the thing. And you can tell it hasn't done a whole lot. You know, we've just got we got a nice cultipacker. It's got the spring tooth in the middle between the two rollers, front and back. I think it's kind of neat. You don't see them like that very often. We've got an 18-foot disc we'll have in there. I think it's a 475, for those that means something too. And then some of the other things we have, like some trailers. We've got a 20-foot gooseneck stock trailer that'll be in this auction. We've also got a little short hell trailer that'll be in there. we've got a heavy-duty 7,000-pound axle trailer. So there's 14,000 pounds axles that'll be on that trailer. Super heavy duty. They use it to haul the skid steer around in. There's just a lot of good stuff. We've got a big working chute, and it's a Scott portable working chute, an alleyway with it. It's got the swinging door that swings around so you can shove cattle up into the chute. Again, in real great condition. It's with a portable one. He's got the tires on it. It's ready to hook up and move right now. But real easy to get around. For those that use those know how handy those things are. I'm not going to go over every single little thing, but we've got round bell rings. We've got a calf cradle, some feed bunks, just a lot of cattle and farm-related stuff that's going to be in this auction. So, again, you can get more pictures of any of this stuff. You can get on our website, or if you're on Facebook, go to Keith Beaumont, Realtor/Auctioneer, Sun Group, Inc., if you get on Facebook, you'll be able to go there and see a lot of pictures. I got even more on there than I probably do anywhere. And also, if you need to, come by and get a cell bill here in Fredonia. We got plenty of them. We're getting those put out. Some of those are already out, so some people may have already picked one up or seen it. But we're getting still more of those out, too. So, but again, if you need something, just or just give me a call, because I can certainly email one to you also.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good option for, you know, folks, because you got those all available, you know, either way that people want to get those sale bills and everything.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. So just let me know. I think on our website, they're working on getting that up today on sungrouprealestate.com. So if you don't see it on there, they're still trying to get it on there. I don't know that it's made it on there yet. I do have it on Facebook. But it will be coming up on the website, too, here soon. If it's not already, it could be. I have it checked this morning. So anyway, so if you have any questions, like I said, just give me a call on that. I'll run through these tracks of this land auction that we got coming up here. And again, if you have any more questions, because this is all brief, just get a hold of me. In track one, we've got 242 acres. And there's 240 acres of crop ground. There's 14 acres of hay meadow. And that one has two active gas wells on it. Track two is 314 acres, and there's about 184 acres of crop ground, 8 acres of hay meadow, and 122 acres of pasture. And that's also got a couple active gas wells on there. Track three, it's 209 acres. There's 62 acres of crop ground, 12 acres of hay meadow, and 136 acres of pastured timber. Track four, this is our biggest track that we're going to be selling. It's got 530 acres. This has got a house. It's also got a 100-foot Quonset shed on it, so in a nice concrete floor in it, may I add. Super nice shop. For sure. There's also some grain bins there. They're older grain bins. There's some of them that are maybe still be able to use, or some of them that probably you won't. There's a set of scales there for weighing trucks and whatnot. Pretty interesting piece there. There's about 255 acres of crop ground. There's 265 acres of pasture and hay meadow. There's about 10 acres right there where the home site is, where the house is, and the shed that I was talking about. Just a really neat place. If someone wanted to start up a farm, boy, just everything's there, what you need. You could run your cattle, cut your hay, and still plant crops. It's a pretty neat place. Track five is 354 acres. There's 18 acres of crop ground, 36 acres of hay meadow, and there's about 300 acres of pasture and timber that's on that one. Now, all those that I just mentioned there, and that's one through five, that's all Montgomery County property around the Elk City area. It's all probably just about a mile or two from the Elk City Lake, to give you an idea. Most of that has all got real accessible blacktop roads that go by it. Pretty much about every track, I think, other than track one, you can get to on the blacktop. So as far as accessibility, it's got real easy accessibility. Now, getting into track six, now this is when we get into Elk County, and we've got our track six is going to be 424 acres, and there's 371 acres of bottom crop ground. This is on the Elk River. Again, some really good stuff there. Track seven, this is the smallest track that we're going to be selling. There's 22 acres there. Most of that is all farm ground. Track eight, again, mostly farm ground. There's some timber on it as well, though, but there's 376 acres. Track nine, there's 320 acres. And then track 10, there's 218 acres. Again, those tracks have all got the Elk River that goes through them, is all real good farm ground. So, I know that's just kind of a quick, brief description of all those. But again, if someone should be interested, just get a hold of me, and I could pass you some more information. Or if you want to come and take a look at them, just give me a call, too, and we'll certainly get all that set up for you. So.
All right, sir. Well, that is a good update. I know lots of our listeners are looking for, you know, different pieces of equipment and that sort of thing. And auctions can, of course, be a good way to get those and, you know, save some money, but still, you know, get a good product. And, of course, land auction, very interesting. I know we've got a lot of folks interested in that. So I appreciate you coming on and letting us know about all that stuff coming up.
No problem. And if someone wants to get a hold of me because they have questions over anything I've talked about, or you're thinking about doing a personal property auction or a land auction, or you're just thinking about listing your property on a traditional market and selling it like that, we do all that either way it needs to be done. So give me a call on my cell phone, 316-680-5131. That's my cell phone. Again, that's 316-680-5131. And I'll talk to you about whatever you need or come out and look at your property or auction that you think you might want to do. And or you can come up to Fredonia. We have our office that's just right downtown on this square, just kind of north and west of the courthouse. We're real easy to find. Come by, say hi, pick up a sale bill. Be happy to meet you. And if you're up in the El Dorado area, we have an office that's up there as well, too. So, again, feel free to give me a call and be happy to help you any way I can.
All right, sir. Well, I'm so glad you came on the program this morning. And, hey, I look forward to chatting again soon and have a wonderful Easter weekend.